Taken Care of Christmas. That's Bachman Turner Overdrive. And Randy Bachman and his son Tal will be performing at the Rose Theater in Brampton March 24th. I'm Liz West. It's the Morning Zoom with Sam and Jane on Zoomer Radio.
Nothing makes you feel better than a good laugh. And when you're having a good laugh, that's when you remember how much it does make you feel better. And that's what we're promised on Thursday, December 15th, when iconic Canadian actor, writer, producer, and comedian Colin Mochrie takes the stage at the Living Arts Center in Mississauga, along with Brad Sherwood. Colin has appeared in dozens of TV series and films, as well as theatrical shows. And with his wife, Deborah McGrath, Colin co-wrote, co-produced, and co-starred in the Canadian sitcoms Getting Along Famously and She's the Mayor. Colin Mochrie is also well known for his appearances on the British and U.S. versions of the improvisational TV show Whose Line Is It Anyway? And he joins us now on the Morning Zoom with Sam and Jane. Colin, welcome back.
Thanks for having me again.
Can I jump in? It's Liz. Before we go any further, I realize you're from Kilmarnock, Scotland.
I am.
That's where my dad is from. I've never met anybody else who's from there.
It's almost like we're related.
Yeah, maybe
well,
you are.
Well, you know, it's probably a small town. What do you call someone who's from Kilmarnock? Are they a Kilmarnockan?
I have no idea. I've never been asked that. I really should research.
Well, I'm the tough reporter here, asking the tough questions, caller. Okay.
Well, when did you leave, and what do you remember about it?
I remember nothing about it. My family emigrated when I was six.
Okay.
So, I have been told don't go back there. And I don't know if that's just a threat or a warning.
Colin, about your upcoming show at the Living Arts Center, what is it about interacting with the audience that keeps this style of performance so appealing to you?
Well, I love the fact that every show is totally different depending on what the audience gives us and how we're feeling that night. It's not like we, you know, have to go out and do our greatest hits over and over. Every night is totally different. And depending on the space, we come up with different games. So it keeps it fresh for us.
You know, you've toured everywhere in North America, it seems like. And you've been on the road for a long time doing this show. So are there towns that are funny where, you know, that town's got a good sense of humor, and other towns, like, ugh, I'm not going back there.
Yeah, I won't mention those towns. I will go back there. But for some reason, Milwaukee has always been good for us. I think we've done shows there, I think, 17 years in a row up until the pandemic happened. And I don't know if it's because of it's a beer town, but they seem to really enjoy us.
Tell us, you know, for those who have never seen one of your scared scriptless, I have to be so
careful, Jane.
For one of those shows, you know, what is it that you do exactly? Like, how does the interaction with the audience happen?
Yeah, we say it's sort of a live version of Whose Line without the tall guy and the black guy. It's pretty much the same thing. Every scene starts with a suggestion from the audience. Everything is totally improvised and made up. We have audience members on stage with us helping us out sometimes. It's just a couple of hours of wacky fun. You're not going to get any smarter, but hopefully you'll burn off some calories.
So I could say something like Justin Trudeau and off you go.
You could, but we don't take political things.
Okay. Okay,
only
fair
because,
enough.
You immediately divide the audience in half. And
right.
I find, you know, there are so many great political comedians out there who have a chance to hone their craft, whereas we would just say, well, they're stupid. And it doesn't really add anything to the conversation.
Yeah.
You've succeeded so well with this, like, genre of comedy, the ad-libbing. When you started out, did you imagine, like, that's where I want to go? Or were you someone who preferred creating jokes and doing, you know, your own script?
Yeah, when I started this, it was all fairly new. I mean, improv wasn't part of the mainstream. You know, when I was growing up, I guess Jonathan Winters was the only person doing it, and then Robin Williams came along. But it wasn't until, 1980, I started improvising. And I never thought, well, this is going to be my career now. It's just something fun to do on the weekends. And if it wasn't for Whose Line, I certainly wouldn't be doing it now. But I certainly prefer it over sitting down and actually working.
And tell us, you got your start at Second City. I actually took that improv course early in my radio career and loved it. So it really is a craft to be able to take something and create comedy out of it on the spot.
Yeah, and it's also a great life skill because, you know, people often say, how can you improvise? It just seems so difficult. And it isn't. It just goes against everything we do as people. You have to listen to them. You have to accept ideas. And basically, that's it. And my wife, Deb, and I, we've decided, you know what? We should use these rules more in our life. And we did. And it sort of led us to all these places and situations that may have been outside of our comfort zone. But because we said yes to them, actually enriched our lives.
Colin, you have officially become a regular on the Morning Zoom with Sam and Jane. Thanks for taking the time today.
Oh, thank you so much for having me on. Do I get paid for this?
as much as we do.
Yeah.
Cut in three.
Cut in three, yeah. Colin Mochrie, along with Brad Sherwood, performing at the Living Arts Center in Mississauga on Thursday, December 15th from 8 to 10 in the evening.